This is station PCJ.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Happy Station Show. Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the Happy Station Show. Keith Parent here with you for the next 55 minutes. And we definitely have another spectacular, yes, is that an overstatement, or wonderful, or fabulous, or okay show for you today. Bit of an anticlimax way to end. Anyway, coming up today, we have another installment of Flash Frisbone. Where will he end up this week? Well, stay tuned to find out. And also, a little later on in the show, I'll be joined by a fantastic Swedish jazz singer by the name of Anna Lundqvist. But to begin, let's take a listen to the one and only Harry Connick Jr. and Don't Fence Me In.
Wildcat Kelly, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side. And when that sheriff said, "I'm sending you to jail," Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. just a turn of me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. I can't stand hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. Wildcat Kelly, back again in town, was sitting by his sweetheart's side. And when his sweetheart said, "Come on, let's settle down," Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in."
Yes, the great Harry Connick Jr. and "Don't Fence Me In," beginning today's program. Well, as you know, if you've tuned in for the past few weeks, and if you haven't, well, this is something new for you. We've been running for you a series this summer called Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job, a series that was produced many years ago and hasn't aired in many places for a very long time. And we've been airing it during the course of the summer. Well, today we bring you Program 9. We're almost at the end of the series. Yes, we're bringing you today Program 9. Where has he ended up this week? Well, I hear a little bit of oom-pa-pa music.
And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. You'll remember in our last thrilling episode. I don't think that's the right music.
Yeah, this is the same music. Oh.
Okay. You'll remember in our last thrilling episode. Last time, the music was a little more rousing.
That is the same music!
Okay. In our last thrilling episode, our hero, Floating Flash Frisbone, working for the Cable Weather Network, was given the assignment of producing a 1,000-cycle test tone using only his lungs. Will our hero make it? Will our hero keep up the steady tone at a steady pace for 17 hours before the station signs on? Will he make it? No. His best shot just wasn't good enough. And so our hero finds himself waking up in an unusual place, a hospital bed. In the chair next to him, a very official-looking gentleman wearing a Dartmouth Direct suit.
What about that line you always say?
Let's listen.
Hey, where am I?
You're in Our Lady of the Cumes Hospital, Frisbone.
Hospital?
Right.
Hey, I didn't know that Savannah had such neat hospital.
You're not in Savannah anymore. This is northern New Hampshire, Frisbone.
New Hampshire? How the heck did I get here?
Well, you see, I bought your contract from the Cable Weather Network. As soon as I heard about you, I knew you were the guy for the job to cover the election.
You mean the election?
Right. There's an election.
Election?
And as soon as I knew that you covered the political scene for NBC, well, I just had to...
Wait a minute. Now, you might have read my resume a little too fast.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what it says is...
You worked at NBC.
No, I listened to Don Imus on WNBC when I was in New York looking for a job.
Huh? You never worked with Jessica Savage?
Are you kidding?
Or Jane Pauley?
I should be so lucky. No, not even Tom Brokaw.
Well, with your extensive background, I mean, you must have some political savvy, right?
Well, I mean, I do know that in America, anybody can grow up to be president.
Well, we've more or less proven that, Frisbone. Now... Look, you gonna work for me or not?
I'm not working for Cable Weather Network anymore?
Fired, Frisbone.
Oh. I guess I'm your boy, then.
Good. Okay, now listen, I want to show you this map here.
Can you hold it closer?
Okay, how's that?
Closer.
Now, you see this county that borders on Quebec?
I can't see it.
Well, that's going to be your territory, Frisbone, right here. We're going to send you to the campaign headquarters of Rene Snowfleck.
Maybe I need glasses.
He's been running as an independent. His platform calls for that county to secede from New Hampshire and join Quebec. No one really knows where he came from, but he's got a lot of support, especially from the Tobacco Growers Association.
Rene Snowfleck. I think I've heard that name before.
The scene shifts now to election night. As Flash is stationed at Snowfleck headquarters, 3 miles from the Quebec border, the air is heavy with cigarette smoke as our hero files his first report of the evening.
This is Flash Frisbone reporting from Snowflake headquarters. The latest totals here as the polls close on the West Coast show independent Snowflake with 13,382 and independent John Anderson a close second, 13,381. Ronald Reagan has slightly over 11,000, but the last name on the board, I can't make it out because of all the cartons of cigarettes in front of the board. But I'll have those totals in my next report. So with 61% of the precincts reporting, it's a dead heat between Snowfleck and Anderson. This is Flash Frisbone reporting. Now back to the AM-FM voices, WGOP and WFLQ.
Hey, Chief, was that okay?
Yeah, but Frisbone, try and find out who the other candidate is before your next cut-in. Your county's picking up national attention. NBC says they might take a feed soon.
Oh, you mean maybe I could get to talk to Jane Pauley?
Frisbone? I suppose if it was CBS, you'd want to talk to Wonder Woman.
Huh. Hey, that's a thought. Hey, wait just a minute, Chief.
Oh, don't call me Chief. What the heck's going on there, Frisbone?
I'm not sure. I'll go check.
Well, listen, I gotta check with Reagan headquarters. Get back to me, Frisbone. Get back to me.
Well, what's all the hubbub at Snowflake headquarters? And are you sure that's the right music?
That's the right music!
Listen, if you're fooling me, if that's not the right music, I don't have to announce. It's in my contract.
We have ways of making you talk.
Tune in again next month for another thrill-a-minute episode of Floating Flash Frisbone Radio Ace. And don't forget to vote.
And what about Ellen McGlack?
The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
Another exciting edition of Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. And we're going to be continuing with this series during the course of the summer. You're listening to Happy Station. Our email address, of course, is, as always, hs@pcjmedia.com. And, of course, our website, www.pcjmedia.com, where you can listen to this program again, as well as all the others. Well, we actually now would like to play a request, a song going out to Jimmy, who lives in Norfolk, in the United Kingdom, and he wants to hear a very well-known song by the one and only Andy Williams. He said he actually saw Andy Williams a few years ago performing at Royal Albert Hall, not the Royer. Yes, sounds like a Masonic club or something. Anyway, he was performing at the Royal Albert Club in London, and Jimmy went to see him, and he wants to hear You Don't Want My Love. Here on Happy Station.
In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other time, that's what you say when I want you. Then you laugh at me and make me cry, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. Once upon a time you used to smile and wave to me and walk with me, but now you don't, 'cause you don't want my love. Some other guy is taking up all your time. Now you don't have any time for me, 'cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than have my arms around you when the nights are cold and you're so all alone. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. In the summertime, when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings, I'll be blue, 'cause you don't want my love. In the summertime, I'll be blue all the time, 'cause you don't want my love.
Andy Williams going out to Jimmy in the United Kingdom with You Don't Want My Love. Not too long ago, when I was walking around Taipei looking for some interesting music to buy, I came across a CD of a Swedish singer by the name of Anna Lundqvist. Well, just after we played one cut on our jazz program, Jazz for the Asking, I received an email from Anna in Stockholm because she had Googled her name and the show came up. And I said to her, I said, well, you know, I love the CD and of course we'll be playing some other tracks, and while you've written me, you have to come on the show. So we did an interview that aired on the program. We now bring you another edited version of that interview of the fantastic Swedish singer Anna Lundqvist.
Love's sure. Well, do you too?
The CD is called City. When did you decide that this was a career that you wanted to go into, becoming a jazz vocalist?
I've been singing all my life. In the beginning, it was more classical music. I come from a classical background. Both my parents are classical musicians. And when I started to sing, my voice was perfect for the classical singing. And so, but when I was like 16, my friends started to play jazz, and I got interested about improvising and being free. And with my interests in the music from the 60s and 70s, like Led Zeppelin and The Doors, I could combine the energy from my rock and roll, and also I liked the more hip hop, old school hip hop, and I like the energy, and I could combine that with the jazz. I could express myself and those kind of energies through the jazz. So I started to write songs and play with the band. And yeah, after a year, I've changed. I stopped singing classic music and just continued with jazz. And it's been like that ever since.
When you were starting off, you know, something that you hear from many singers is usually earlier on in their career, they will sing songs that were made popular, let's say, by other singers. It could be, for example, if you take, say, Canadian vocalist Diana Krall. When she started, she was doing songs that were made popular by Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. Did you do the same thing earlier on?
Yeah, when I started out, I was in college, music college, and I changed to a teacher that was more into Afro singing and jazz. So of course it's like part of the school of starting being a jazz musician. You start up with listening to the old legends. So I've been listening to all of them, Billy, Sarah Vaughan, and of course singing the American Book songs. But I started to write my own songs. But of course then in the background and still on jam sessions, I sing the American Songbook songs.
Is there any particular songwriter or singer of that generation that has had a big influence on you?
Yeah, I have some influential persons. It's been changing over the years, but like Charles Mingus, I love him very much. It's all about this energy once again, and his attitude that I find myself in. And Nina Simone has also been a great role model, both as a person and as a singer.
Now, for the songs that you write, where do you get inspiration from? I mean, as I said a moment ago, Sweden has a very strong jazz history and jazz culture.
Here in Sweden, I've been seeing like a person that's more, I mean, the vocal jazz nowadays, not only in Sweden, but it's very broad, and it's not a lot of vocalists that sings in a traditional way. It's more like jazz pop or jazz singer songwriter. It's reaching towards other genres. But I like to have one foot still in the tradition forms, and that you can hear in the songs that. And the music, it's still built up like in the old days with a chorus with a melody, and then it's solo, and then it ends often with a chorus with a melody again. But my influentials is from, it could be anything. I mean, I listen to so much different kind of music, like hip hop and classical music, and of course rock and roll and Led Zeppelin and all that. So when I write music, it just comes out, and I never, okay, now I'm gonna write a up tempo swing song. I never think like that. I just write, and it comes out.
The first time that I listened to the CD, because like I said, the CD City, which is we'll hear selections from on the show today, I came across the CD totally by accident. Yeah. And I remember listening to it the first time thinking, I don't just hear jazz in it. I hear so many different things. Because you mentioned that you have so many different influences. You listen to rock, you listen to to classical, you like hip-hop and everything else. And that's what I hear when I listen to it.
Good, then. It's true, then. Everybody wants to categorize what you do. I mean, and I think maybe we need to do that in papers, and when you get reviews, they need to explain the music, and they need to... And when they, this singer, Anna Lundqvist, and what does she do? Well, you know, it's like, it's more traditional stuff. It's not so much they need to. Then I just end up maybe between two different chairs. It's not ultra modern, and it's not old tradition swing. It's something in between. And I like to keep the traditions, but I don't want to keep the tradition by singing the old songs. I want to write new songs, but still keeping the forms, the jazz forms. You understand what I mean?
Life is smiling, sun is shining, I am trembling, shivering.
put together your group, is it difficult in Sweden to find players for this kind of project?
No, as you said, Sweden is an excellent country. I don't know why, really, but I mean, all over the world we have a really good reputation about the Swedish quality in the musicians. I don't know why, but they're brilliant. So it's not a problem to find musicians in Sweden. Maybe sometimes in the town you live, because you need to have musicians from your own town. There's not enough economy to have members from all over the country. But I love my band, and I have chosen each one of them to be with me. I didn't know everybody from the beginning. I heard them, and then I asked them if they wanted to play with me in the band. So I put them together like that. And now the band has played together for, it's the sixth year now. And it's just growing, and yeah, they have development is fantastic.
Now, you said that you're writing songs. When you go into the studio to record something, or you're performing it live, let's say it's the first time you're doing it, and you give the charts to your band, are you ever surprised to think, oh, this is even a lot better than I thought it would, because they're taking it to a different level?
Exactly.
Or when you go into the studio, or you're performing live, do you vision something in your own head that it turns out to be totally different?
Well, actually, both. Sometimes it turns out better than I thought it could be, and sometimes I have a very strict arrangement that I want to keep. But often I just have this vision of the energy, or what kind of feeling I want in the song. I usually just write down the melody, the chords, and maybe often some bass line that came up in my head. And maybe in the beginning it starts like that, but after some gigs, often the song changes from gig to mm-hmm. another. So we like to, and also the tempo can be different from time to time. And I like it like that, because you need to keep it that open to find new things and just let the music be alive.
When you're performing, what is your favorite environment to perform in? Is it recording, or is it live? Now, I've heard musicians before who've told me, they said they perform live and it's okay, but they like performing in a studio because they can control everything.
Oh, I think it's the other way around for me. I mean, live is what you want to do when it happens, when you create in the moment and when you give it all. So I prefer absolutely live. And I think actually it's some kind of anxiety to be in the studio. It's fun, and it's great to have the chance to document the music and all, but it's so difficult to find that nerve and find that energy with the band when you're in different booths.
Mm-hmm.
So actually the third record that I hope will be released in late 2012, or maybe in spring 2013, it's going to be a live recording, because I'd like to have that live feeling on a record.
So when you recorded, for example, the album City, did you record the album in studio as if it was live, meaning all the musicians were in the same studio, or was everybody in a separate booth?
Yeah, no, it's a live recording.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to repair maybe some phrase, but everything is played together live from the beginning. I think most jazz bands do that. Everyone that I know have played live in the studio, but you're still in different booths. You need to do that for the quality.
In between the window panes, there is some space of useless air, where the flies spend their last days. How do they get there? They get there. a beautiful garden. He will think that you are Eve, and that the snake is just a childish fairy tale that won't do you no harm. Well, I don't think he's suicidal. No, I just think that he don't know.
Are you just predominantly based in Sweden, or do you also travel to other countries in the Nordic region to perform, or in other parts of Europe?
We're trying to reach to Europe next year in the autumn, trying to do a change and start contacting both clubs and booking agencies to reach a bigger, because I, like a Swedish musician, you don't have a chance to live just playing your jazz music. You need to freelance all mm-hmm. genres, or like me, work as a teacher and a coach half of the time. So if you want to reach a bigger audience and just play more gigs, you need to reach outside Sweden. And it's a plan for next year. We're going to do that.
What was your reaction when you found out that a radio show that is produced in Taiwan for the international market came across your CD in Taipei?
Actually, I was so happy because, like, you go out and Google yourself sometimes if you want to look. I know that we have distribution all over the world, and I know that we have, as you said, you found the record in a store just randomly, and our distribution is like that. It's like one record going to Taiwan, one record is going to. It's not so much, but it's out there. But I never thought that I'd find something like this. Like, what is this? Is my name in some kind of radio channel? And I Googled and listened, and it's just a great thing to know that it's played so far away from me, and it's like a people asking for the music and your interest in Swedish music. It's just a big joy to be known.
have you had much airplay in other countries?
Actually, I don't know. I know it's an English channel have played us, but I have a record company that's doing all that work and sending out all the records. I don't do anything of that job, so I I actually don't know where the CD's going.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I don't know. It's if you find like a link when you Google yourself, well, then you can find some channels like that, like I did with you.
when you're at home, like you are today, today is your day off. Are you constantly thinking of what the next album will be or what the next performance will be? Or do you need to get away from that and try to focus on something else for a bit?
Yeah, it's like a disease, actually. You can never go offline. You're always thinking about the next move. You need to do that to keep yourself going. It's such a hard business being in this. You always need to think, what can I do now? What's the next step? And now when I'm planning to do the next record, I need to be creative all the time. But sure, I would go crazy if I didn't take a vacation sometime and just go somewhere else, like go to the ocean and just do nothing. I think you go crazy otherwise.
And then when you're there, you get an idea for a song, right?
Yeah, you know, I have to go all the way home and write it down. Yeah, but actually, it's like the minute before you go to sleep, or when you're in the shower, is when you get the ideas that you have to go up and write that down. So, yeah, you're actually right. When you sit down with a paper, it doesn't happen anything. But then you go to bed or something like that, then it comes.
I live in the city, in the middle of it all. I'm part of the illusion that we are important. Traffic's roaring, trampling feet
was speaking there with Anna Lundqvist. If you want to find out more about the music that we used during the interview, check out our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and click on this show for August the 27th. We still have time for a little bit more music. Here's Karina Verente singing a song about Rome called Schöne Schweizer Rosen. The incredible Karina Verente with Schöne Schwarze Rosen. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the program. Once again, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. And of course, don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media or PCJ Radio. So, on behalf of everyone that helped put the program together, I'm Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and until next time, friends, sayonara.